At some point in our lives, we all have to uncover what our purpose is. Mine is to bring the gospel to a hurting world and to show that God has always been in the background fighting for all of us. In my life, I have always been very transparent. Some will likely wonder why I decided to open myself up like this. I share not only my story of abuse, but also my weaknesses that became evident along the way. Darkness hates light. Darkness has tried to prevent me from living the way I was born to live, happy and healthy. But God always stepped in and brought light. Now He is asking me to take a spotlight and shine it on myself. When we shine light, darkness has to flee. But this is not only for me, it's for all of us. John chapter 1, verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. This is not only my story, it's all our stories. It is for the underdogs of the world, the ones that keep hearing the dark voices that tell us we are broken. The voices that remind us that we are not going to make it. If only I had been born into a better family, then the world would not be so cruel. Satan torments us all with feelings of inadequacies. We see flashbacks in our minds, memories that remind us that our past would like to disqualify us from our future. This book is for every child that hears they will never escape because there is no way out. They believe that they are deserving of the way the world is treating them. It is for every person who shuts out memories of abuse to survive. It is for those who have battle wounds from cancer or from watching a loved one fight a battle for themselves. It is for those fighting to keep their marriage alive despite being two broken people. This is our story. God has given our hurt a voice. He is replying, "I'm sorry that you hurt. This was never my plan. Come close to me and I will heal your broken pieces. I will pick you up when you can't get up on your own. I will show you the plan I have for you and I will help you get stronger every day. Walk with me through my journey. You will find the strength and the healing that God brought you here to find. Perhaps you'll find hidden in the pages of this book your own story. A word may jump off the page, reminding you of someone you love. This story may give you a glimpse into a world you have never seen by opening your eyes to the hurts of others. You may find in these pages the pieces of you that are still broken. Above all, I pray that you find God's love story for you. He held the hand of his daughter, walking her through the valleys, then delivering her to the other side. Through his amazing and powerful love, he restores the cracks inside each of us. You will finally declare that God is able to turn your travesty into your triumph. At the end of this book, may you never let an obstacle stand in the path of all that God has for you. With God, all things are possible."